Tonight, we're celebrating Jesus. And we want to say happy birthday to him. You know, you don't go to a birthday party without a gift. And so that's what I want to talk to you tonight. We don't celebrate just the greatest gift that's ever given, Jesus, not just the Son of God, but also the Savior and the hope of the world. He's the Savior, but he's also the hope of the world. He's our only hope. You know, in John, the word says, Jesus answered her. There was a woman at the well, a Samaritan woman. Jesus had gone to the well, and he started talking with her. And this woman had been married 5 times, and the husband, I mean, the man she was with then was not her husband. And he began to talk with her and share some things with her. And he said to her, speaking of the well and the water that she was trying to get water from to quench her thirst, he said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would give you living water. And then later in Romans, the word says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So you see, God gave the greatest gift that could ever be given. The gift of eternal life through his Son Jesus, through faith and relationship in his Son Jesus Christ. Christmas is the celebration of his birth. And so tonight we're having a birthday party for Jesus. Of course, as I said, when you come to a birthday party, you don't come without a gift. Whoever's party it is that is thrown for, you bring him a gift. And so I want to ask you tonight, and this is the message, what's your gift? What's your gift that you brought for Jesus tonight? Isaiah 61 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. And so I proclaim to you tonight, Jesus is born, crucified, and raised from the dead, so that people don't have to live under those things. People don't have to live in the bondage of life's twists and turns and be forever separated from God. That being said, each of us here tonight has a gift to give to Jesus as we celebrate his birthday. You see, there's a little card that looks like this, should be on the back of the chair in front of you. If you're on a front row, there should have been one laying on your chair. And I'd like everyone to put their hands on one of these. And it says, Happy Birthday, Jesus. It's a birthday card. And on the back, it says, My Gift to Jesus. Now, if you don't have one of these, if you'll slip your hand up, the ushers will bring you one. This little card is for each one of you. And I want to ask each one of you tonight to take the card and to write down on it the gift that you bring him tonight. No names on it, just the gift. Because you see, when you give that to him, he knows who it's from. Because he knows who you are. Now you may be thinking, I didn't bring a gift here. But you did. So let me help you with maybe what that gift might be, so you can write it down. Maybe your gift tonight to Jesus is your faith. Maybe your gift to Jesus is to receive the gift of salvation. Maybe you're here tonight and you've never really received and accepted Christ as your Savior and received his forgiveness in your life. What better time to receive that gift? So maybe your gift to him tonight is your life to him. If that's you, write it down. Write it down. Say, I believe you are the Son of God, the one true Savior, my only hope. And just write down, I give my life to you tonight. I offer you my life tonight, or I receive your forgiveness tonight. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe you're struggling in a relationship. Maybe you're trying to make it work, or maybe it's fallen apart. Maybe you need to give that relationship to Jesus tonight as a gift and just offer it to him. Maybe it's your health. Maybe you're struggling with health. Offer that to him. Say, Lord Jesus, I bring my health to you tonight. Just write it down. I give you my health tonight. I give you my body tonight. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe you're struggling with finances. Write it down. Say, Jesus, I bring you my finances tonight. Offer that to him. Maybe for some it's anger or resentment or unforgiveness. Maybe you've been hurt by someone in the past and you've never forgiven them. God says that if you receive his forgiveness, if you're to receive his forgiveness, you need to forgive just as in Christ you've been forgiven. So maybe tonight you can write down, I forgive that person, and offer that as a gift to Jesus tonight. Maybe it's some sin that you're struggling with. Maybe it's an addiction, drugs, alcohol, pornography. Give it to him tonight. Just write on there, I offer you my sin tonight, Jesus, and let him take it. Maybe it's selfishness. Maybe you've just been selfish. And because of that, you're just not happy. Maybe it's success. Maybe you're very successful as you come in here tonight. Well, you know, God gave you the ability to be successful. So maybe you just want to offer him your success tonight as a gift of gratitude. Whatever it may be. You get the picture? Go ahead and start writing. You can write while I'm talking. Write your gift, because here's what I want you to do. Jesus wants all those things I've talked about, and there's so many more that I haven't mentioned that maybe things may be sitting here tonight. He wants you to offer them to him tonight as a gift, especially your faith in him, because he was born, he was crucified, and he was raised from the dead for all those things I just talked about, all those things I just mentioned. And he really does want you to give those things to him, because that's why he died. He died for all those things. And he was raised from the dead so we could be free and have victory over all those things. So tonight, I'm going to ask Shirley to come, and she's going to come and sing a song called Born in Me. It's a beautiful song about the Savior. And so I'm going to ask you to turn the lights down again. I hope you've had a chance to write your gift down. There's a box up here on each side of the stage, and there's a slot right here. And so as she's singing this song, I want you to just come and offer your gift to him tonight. Just drop it in there. You don't have to have your name on it, but just drop it in here as a gift. There's a box over here. So that either of these two boxes, you just come as the Lord leads you tonight and give your gift to him. I hope that you have been born in him tonight. Jesus really is the hope of the world. Worship team, you want to come up? You know, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate all kinds of things. But he truly is the one and only Savior of the universe. He's our only hope, not anything in this world. You know, it's great to have generosity, all the generosity that we see at this time of the year. But all those things pale in comparison to when our time comes to depart from here. And so I hope that you have been born in him, that Christ is your Savior, and you have a personal relationship with him. Worship team's going to do a song now, and I think it's one of the most, for me, it's one of the most dramatic for this time of the year. Enjoy. We've got a great kids pastor over there, Miss Christina. And a lot of you know that. If you've got kids, They have a lot of fun, but I'll tell you this. They learn about Jesus and who he is, too, in our kids' church. We don't babysit. We teach them about Jesus, and we love on them. And so if you're looking for a church home or you just want to check us out, I want to encourage you to do that. I want to thank you for coming tonight. And I want to wish you a very, very blessed and Merry Christmas on behalf of the elders and the staff here at HeartCry.